Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Pritika Auto Industries Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harpreet Singh Nibbar, Chairman and Managing Director from Pritika Auto Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Pritika Auto Industries earnings call for the first quarter ended June 30th, 2024. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking the time to join us today. I have with me on call today Mr. Narendra Kumar Tyagi, Director of Finance and CFO, and Adfactors PR, our investor relations team. We have shared our results update presentation and media release. I hope you all must have received it and gone through the same. I would like to share a brief insight about our company's performance and strategic outlook. At Pritika Auto Industries, we have established ourselves as a robust and a reliable brand specializing in the manufacturing of machine castings and automotive components. With the history dating back to 1974, our journey has been guided by the visionary leadership of Mr. Raminder Singh Nibbar. Over the past four decades, we have grown into a prominent player in our market, supplying high-quality components to leading original equipment manufacturers and catering primarily to the tractor and commercial vehicle segments. Our commitment to delivering world-class products has earned us a strong reputation in the industry. We take pride in our modern facilities located in Dera Bassi, Hoshiarpur, Mohali in Punjab, and Tahliwal in Himachal Pradesh, which have a total consolidated capacity of approximately 75,000 metric tons per annum. With these advanced manufacturing facilities, we have been able to meet the evolving demands of our esteemed customers. The diverse range of products we offer includes axle housings, wheel hubs, hydraulic housings, end covers, differential carriers, brake housings, render blocks, and crankcases, among others. These components play a crucial role in the functioning of tractor and commercial vehicles, and we are proud to contribute to their performance and reliability. The Indian tractor market, for instance, is expanding at a rapid pace, and we are here to cater to this growing demand. Our focus on innovation and diversification will allow us to capture new market segments and strengthen our competitive edge. Our dedication to quality has enabled us to become one of the largest component suppliers in the tractor segment of the Indian automobile industry. We are honored to serve esteemed OEMs such as M&M, M&M Swaraj, TAFE, Escorts, TMTL, Ashok Leyland, CNH New Holland Tractors India, and Brakes India, among others. In addition to our strong presence in the domestic market, we have also ventured into international markets, exporting our products to clients in the United States. I am happy to share Q1 FY25 marks a great beginning in the new financial year with impressive volumes on the back of recovering demand. The revenue of 88.80 crores is not comparable with the same quarter of previous financial year as we merged the demerged manufacturing unit of Pritika Industries Limited. The operational efficiencies and synergies resulting out of the process have also impacted this growth in EBITDA margin. Production volumes Q1 FY25 was 10,026 tons as against 9,988 tons in Q1 FY24. EBITDA was 14.42 crores in Q1 FY25 against 12.01 crores in Q1 FY24, with EBITDA margin improving by 356 basis points from 12.68% to 16.24% on year-on-year basis on account of synergies arising out of the demerger and merger of manufacturing units and operational efficiencies. Profit after tax was 4.47 crores in Q1 FY25, lower by 15.32% on account of higher finance cost and higher depreciation due to merger and CapEx incurred in the previous quarters. This growth can be attributed to our strategic initiatives, focus on customer satisfaction, and our ability to exceed quality standards. We have capitalized on market opportunities driven by our expanding product portfolio and our commitment to innovation. This year marks a significant milestone for us as the Pritika Group proudly celebrates the 50th Golden Jubilee. This half century of excellence is a testament to our unwavering commitment to quality, innovation, and growth. We are honored to have reached this landmark and remain dedicated to driving our legacy forward with continuous success. We are optimistic about the company's future, driven by our expanding product portfolio, which now includes more value-added products like center housings and center blocks, positioning us for sustained growth. Railways represent a key target segment for us, and we are actively working on developing specific products to cater to this market. Looking ahead, we are confident about the future prospects of Pritik Auto Industries. Our vision is to be the first choice among OEMs for machine casting and to be one of the largest producers of machine castings in India. To achieve this, we are focused on expanding our capacity organically through strategic acquisitions. By strengthening our order book and exploring new export opportunities, we aim to further enhance our growth trajectory. Our mission to achieve an installed capacity of 1 lakh tons of machine castings by year 2027. With a well-established management team, decades of experience and strong and trusted brand, we are well-positioned to achieve this ambitious target. Our recently listed wholly-owned subsidiary Pritika Engineering Components further adds to our capabilities and strengthens our product portfolio. In conclusion, I would like to express my gratitude to our dedicated employees for their unwavering commitment and hard work. It is their skills and expertise that drive our success. I would also like to extend my appreciation to our esteemed customers for their trust and continued partnerships. Together, we will continue to deliver products that meet their quality requirements while maintaining competitive prices. Thank you for your time and attention. I will now open the floor for any questions you may have. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Aditya Shah from Meteor Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
So just a few questions from my side. Sir, what is the expected timeline for capacity expansion initiative?
The capacity, actually we are doing organic and brownfield also and greenfield also. So brownfield capacities we keep on adding every year some 100, 150, 200 in each plant. Brownfield actually our target is 1 lakh tons by 2027. So that capacity expansion we will start by say end of 2025. Next year by June or July we will start planning for that and start executing by H2 of 25. So that capacity is there by 27. We have that capacity.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you shed some light on your strategic locations which you have in North India and how they contributed to your operational efficiency?
See, if you see the our location in Punjab and Himachal, if you see, we are primarily into tractor industry. And you see, in India, almost 60% of tractors are in the radius of where we are, around 500 kilometers range from here. So all major tractor manufacturers, Escorts, M&M, TMTL, all are located in 500 regions from our manufacturing units. ITL is there. So that way this is a very strategic location. And now since we are now a very major player here, we are now also planning to set up a plant either in Western India or Central India. So that is our next, whatever next plant comes, greenfield facility will come. It will most probably come either in Western India or Central India.
Okay, sir. And last one, sir. Sir, after post demerger, has it affected your relationship with your key customers to contribute to your top revenue?
No. Absolutely no.
Nothing like that, right?
No. Absolutely
not. Okay, sir. I'll join back in the queue for more questions later.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Aditya Singh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you please let us know how the utilization of the existing 75,000 ton capacity is going to shape up in the next two, 3 years till FY27?
Yeah. See, since we expanded last year, we set up a new facility last year. At present, I mean, last year, our capacity utilization was around 60-65%. So this year, we plan to use around 70-75%, and next year, around 80%.
Okay, 70% this year and 80% the following year. All right.
Yeah.
And the new CapEx will come in FY27, right?
Yeah, it will come in FY27.
So actually, we just got a little confused when we looked at the PPT, page 8. It said the installed capacity of 1 lakh ton of machine casting by the year 2025. So we thought it is going to commission this year.
We had earlier plan was 2025, but since last 2 years, market was not doing very well. So the market was just flat, and most of the products which we were doing, so new launches were being delayed by customer. So we just wanted to put another year in that, 1 year, 1.5 years in that before expanding. Since once we want to reach the capacity utilization of existing facility to 75-80%, then only we want to expand.
All right. And sir, with the increased utilization and with the given business mix, how should the EBITDA per ton shape up going forward?
EBITDA per ton should definitely improve. It should happen. Once the capacity utilization also improves, EBITDA per ton should improve. It will improve.
Okay, so any quantitative guidance there?
Say another 1.5% to 2% it should improve. 1.5% should improve.
All right. So those are my questions. Thank you.
Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Manoj Rajani from Rajani family. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible, Manoj.
Hi, sir. So actually, basically, I had a couple of questions. So in your speech, you had mentioned that the product portfolio would be moving towards the value-added products.
Yeah.
So just could you expand on those basically the new offerings mainly, and so what is the demand of some color on that, and like what all effect it would have on our revenue?
See, actually, if you see the sector industry, a general casting industry. So there are small castings, there are medium castings, and there are large castings. Okay, na? So till now we were primarily into small and medium casting. So now we have started moving into large castings, which are like case transmissions for tractors, transmission housings, clutch housings, gearboxes, in those kind of cylinder blocks, in those kind of components where the value addition is higher. So that is what we mean, that we are moving into a higher value added components now. So that is it. And if you see demand wise, they contribute almost 40% of the tractor tonnage. But that demand is very, very huge, and competition is also very less in that segment.
Okay, so some quantification by in the revenues we can see going forward.
What do you want in tonnage terms?
So revenue numbers
whatever future growth is going to come, it will come primarily from large castings only. So if today we are at 340 crores, and if we have to move in next 2 to 3 years, say around 600 crores. So this all addition will come from large castings only.
All right. So, and my second question was on the increased depreciation, which you had already explained, it is from the merger and capital expenditure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, sir, what is the plan that we have to kind of, manage that depreciation, just in number terms? And,
well, you see the foundry and machining is a highly capital intensive industry. So, we have to keep investing, and now once we go into this high value components, the machining, investment in machines is going to be very huge. I mean, till now we were doing almost whatever machining was being done was at, I mean, domestically manufactured machines. But now with these large components coming in, precision components like gearboxes and transmission cases, for this machines are most of the machines are imported only. The depreciation, I mean, for short term we cannot control, but long term, I mean, it will come down. The initial investment is high in these components.
All right, sir. And so lastly, like, you know, since you have a pan India presence, so sir, I mean, any particular regions that, you know, would be having a significant growth in terms of in the entire revenue structure?
I didn't get the question.
So sir, what is the, I mean, which region we can see some higher growth in terms of revenue?
Region is north. Still now we are present in north, and most of our customers are in north only. Around our 80% sales are in north only. Yeah. But once we setting up a plant in central and western India, then maybe those things will change, but not for next 2-3 years.
So, I mean, it is expected to be in the similar range, right? In the near future?
Yeah, similar.
All right, sir. That's it from my side. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Rutam Sheikh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, as you mentioned earlier that on a yearly basis, we keep increasing some capacity in our existing plants. So just wanted to understand, is there any specific technological advancements that we do, or how do we increase the capacity on a yearly basis?
We increase our capacities like, bringing in operational efficiencies like increasing the productivity, doing some mechanization in the plant. So by all these activities, low-cost automation and those kind of activities where productivity improvement targets we take, at least we should increase some capacity every year because of that.
So, what is the capex that is required for these?
For foundry, it is very low. I mean, capex se har saal do crore do do 1 2 crore rupaya koi bahut major nahi another
so ha so with that for, much money
for brown spot I mean is... for productivity improvement it is always a low cost thing. Yeah, when we add some facility, add a furnace or add something line balancing, then wo thoda sa zyada ho jata hai. Then if you add a new plant, then it's a different ball game altogether.
Right. So, sir, with this using around 1 to 2 CR, what is the capacity, that is increased?
Capacity increase is, say, around 1 to CR, you can add around 5 to 7%, 5 to 10% every year you can do that if some scope is there.
Okay, sure. And so since we keep increasing our capacity and there's like favorable government support also in this sector, so how do we see the orders flowing in? And do we see any, shift in orders from our major clients?
What do you mean by shift in orders?
I mean, as an increase in orders.
Increase in orders? See, this increase in order as of now, see, from industry, from 2020 to 2022, 2023 was very good. So now, it is this year we are seeing it is almost flat. Last year was flat. Growth of 6%. This year we are most probably seeing it as a growth of 5% or a flat industry. But next year there are a lot of new launches coming from customer, and a lot of new tractors are being launched by customers in the next 2 years. So we see a good growth in next 2 years in this sector, and we have good order book for new products.
For the next
Actually, you see our capacity, whatever capacity we have as of now is fully booked. So it is whatever capacity we have is only with the new launches coming in. I think in the next 2 years we should be able to utilize our capacity.
So, sir, with this new launches, how much, increase in revenue can we expect?
See, ma'am, next 2 to 3 years, we are expecting almost 15%-20% growth every year.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Kumar from Invest India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, good morning, Prem.
Sir, actually, I need to know if you have any defense, you explore your defense or railway project anyway?
Yeah, railways and defense, both we are exploring. And for railways, we have already started development into some critical components because railways is one of the fastest growing now.
Correct.
The government has a lot of focus on that. And there is, and we realize, largely there's a lot of shortage of castings and some components in this area. So we are working on that very aggressively. And hopefully, by end of this financial year, we should be able to give you some good news on that.
Good, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Sunil Ketashya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I was a little late to join the call, so pardon me if I am repeating the same question.
No issues, Sunil.
Regularly we have increased the capacity from 50,000 metric tons to 75 to 1 lakh and all, and always you have mentioned in your presentation saying that we are fully booked as per our capacity expansion and all.
Yeah.
July month numbers which you have mentioned, 3,700 metric ton was the highest the production or
sales. Sales.
I am still understanding, even if you do a sales of 4,000 metric ton per month,
still
it leads to 50,000 metric ton sales.
Yes.
I am not able to understand the capacity utilization and sales growth, if you can help
me. Our major expansion took last year. Around we added 70 or almost 22,000 we added last year. Okay, no? So that is for new products which will be utilized in second half of this year and next year with the new tractors coming in. So that is for that.
Okay. What I should we assume, saying that whatever is getting manufactured will be converted into sales. So whatever that numbers which you have said as an expansion. Will turn into sales in future.
Expansion, because you see these products and tractors, these have a long gestation period of development. We have to build the capacity, build the machines, everything. For us also, the some projects of customers were delayed because of some ruling of the government. These sales will start most probably from January next year. These are launches from March 2025, April 2025. Next season, some launches are there. For these products, the capacity is there.
Okay. I got it. Yep. Thank you so much, man. That's all.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Namit Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah. Sir, before a question, we had something on railways. So I believe railways is an important target segment for our company. Just wanted to get an understanding, because one of the fastest growing sectors in the country, could you elaborate on what kind of products are we developing for this sector as a whole?
We are developing, products which are basically ready to castings only. But we are developing some products which require RDSO approval and all those kind of things, where competition is very less.
Okay. So if we check this earlier this month, there was a major cancellation of orders of Vande Bharat trains by India. So almost a 30,000 crore tender was cancelled. So does that impact our...
No.
Okay. And what would be the timeline for bringing these products to the market? When do we expect?
Since we are going for a RDSO kind of thing, I mean, the process is slightly, it is around 12 to 15 months approval process, development and approval process is there.
Okay.
So it is a long gestation period, but we have started working on it, and by end of this financial year, we hope that we would have something in hand.
Okay. So would it be fair to assume that the revenue impact from these products would come in like in the maybe in the first half of FY26?
Railways? No. Railways will we have to easily give 1.5 years.
Okay, another 1.5 years.
Yeah, 1.5 years.
Okay. Understood. Fine. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's all from my end.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aditya Singh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks again. Sir, what was the capacity utilization last year?
Last year it was, we expanded. So it, after expansion, it was roughly, I think, so last year we did around 60%.
60%, but on the capacity of 75,000, right?
And 70, you can say 75,000 we added this year. So last year it was around...
We added this year, all right. Yeah. So yeah. On a capacity of 70,000, we did 36,000 of volume. That is 53-54% of volume.
54% we can. See, actually this capacity, what we say is production capacity. So so actual sales is almost 9-10% less than this.
Sales is 9-10% less than the capacity. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that part. Can you please come back on that again?
See, actually what happens is, if we produce 70,000, saleable would be roughly 7-10% less than this. Because there are foundry, you machine them, there are some rejections are there, which are remelted, everything is there. So actually, your dispatchable hota hai, wo around 7-8%, 7-10%. Whatever the production is.
Okay, yes, understood. And so, you guided that this year we can have 70% utilization. So, the 70% will be on entire 75,000 capacity, right?
This year it will be around 65-70%, yeah.
Achha, all right. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and 1 to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Akash Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, sir, I have a couple of questions. My first question would be that how do you differentiate yourself from your competitors such as Bharat Forging or Happy Forging?
We are into forging. We are into casting. That is the difference. Our product category, our product, our processes, products are entirely different.
Okay, also, I guess...
We make the housing in which their products are fitted.
Okay, so I guess one of your competitors is telecasting, right? So,
telecast.
Telecast.
No. I have not heard of this. He's not our competitor. There is some different casting. Nelcast.
So, sir, how do we differentiate ourselves from that?
See, we are competitors. We are not. We don't have any. As a process, we have same processes, same products, similar products, same customers. And the only thing is that we are doing 100% machining. The major difference between us and Nelcast is that we do 100% machining. They are not doing 100% machining. They are doing only 42. They are into raw castings. They are primarily into raw castings, and we are into machine castings.
Okay, sir. And for what are you
doing?
Continue, sir.
Yeah. We give all our castings as a machine only. They supply a lot of raw castings.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, what are your views on the industry demand going forward? As we have an aim to reach around 1 lakh tons by FY25.
Hmm. industry long-term outlook is very good, and if you see commercial vehicles are a direct correlation to GDP. So if the GDP grows at 6.5, 7, 7.5, so the economy grows, so everything should grow long-term, should grow in line with some, I mean, all businesses have some cycles, some sine wave is there. With some 2, 3 years it will go good. Another one or 2 years, there will some downturn will be there. Then again, it will pick up. And as far as tractors is concerned, tractors, I mean, Indian market has reached around 1 million. It has touched almost. So, I mean, we say next 2 to 3 years, it should reach a level of 12 lakh tractors per annum. That is what prediction is.
Okay. And sir, you said that our capacity is almost fully utilized. So 70% of
Booked. Not utilized.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, I guess 70% of 70 KT is around 49 KT tons, right, in sales volume, which is a huge jump. So, is this target by FY25 that we are targeting?
Yes.
This is sales figure?
Yes. We're targeting 65% to 70% capacity utilization this year.
Okay. And sir, you know, as you are also venturing into defense, so what will be the new segments or product categories that we'll be adding into our product portfolio?
Defense, we are, as of now, studying what product category we can go. Most probably it will be, again, be vehicles only. And, but railways, yeah, we have studied the product categories and we are working on it.
Okay. And sir, will these new product categories will have any positive impact on our margins or EBITDA pattern?
Yeah, it will surely have impact. I mean, they are a long gestation period product, but whenever they are productionized and sold, it will definitely have impact on the market.
Okay, sir. So what will be our going forward ROCE target?
ROCE target, that I will have to see. ROCE target should be around, I think so, 17% to 18%, we should look at that.
Okay, sir. We'll get in touch with IR for any further questions.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from Ravi Teja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, a couple of questions. How do you manage your supply chain and distribution network across India? Because given, you know, we have a pan-India presence, and also, are there any initiatives to enhance, you know, our efficiency of this network?
See, if you see supply chain or distribution, we our customers are basically, they are most of the terms are ex Argus only. So it is the customer logistics are undertaken by customer only. It is more, I mean, except for the customers which are very nearby, like M&M over here in Punjab or various parts of Punjab. There are delivery terms is at letter. Otherwise, it is all ex Argus. Logistics and everything is handled by customer only.
Right. Just to continue also, you know, given our impressive volumes, you know, which is largely driven by recovering demand, how do we expect this level of revenue growth to continue, you know, towards the second half of the year or towards, you know, towards this year?
Yeah. See, if no, I mean, volumes, we think the volumes this year will be very stable, this year and next year. And with, you see, the monsoons have also been very good this year. And distribution also improved. So we're seeing, what we see is going forward this year, the volume should be good, and we should have our growth again with our new products coming in second half. So I think so this year, we should have good growth.
Okay, but are there any potential challenges or any factors that, you know, could impact our coming quarter?
See, monsoon was a challenge, but fortunately it has gone very well now. And
Okay.
I mean, until and unless there is some upheaval in global markets or some political turmoil is there in India, we don't see any major challenge this year and next year.
Fair enough. You know, just a last question that I had. With the current increase in our tractor demand, right?
Yes,
due to you know, great farming conditions, and you know, there's we are seeing also a government support and other market factors also contributing to this. So how are we benefiting in terms of like orders? And are we seeing any trends in our large or major clients across the tractor industry?
Yes, we are seeing a trend. I mean, especially, I don't know what we are seeing. M&M Swaraj is increasing one of our major customers, largest customer, increasing its market share considerably. So in last 6 months, Swaraj has increased its market share by almost 2%. So that is a big jump. And secondly, with the new launches coming in second half, I mean, we see a good inflow of orders.
Right. Thank you, sir. I'll just come back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Kitashia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Hello. Yes.
Just help me understand. We are continuously expanding our capacities and all. So, to meet this demand, are we going to take more debt, or is there any equity liquidation or anything if we are planning, or how we are going to do?
We want to keep a healthy, ratio between debt and equity. If required, we'll raise equity also. But till we can manage that is within sustainable levels, we'll continue the tech.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samira Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was regarding the demerger which has happened.
Yeah.
So can you share some light on the strategic rationale behind it and how it is aligned with our long-term goals?
See, actually what happened, we had our holding company, Pritika Industries, was the holding company, which was the oldest company and which had a manufacturing facilities in Punjab and Himachal. So that was something, which we were getting feedback from the market also, that, promoter has a entity which is outside the company. So we demerged Pritika Industries, had other businesses also, investments and some healthcare business also. So we demerged the manufacturing business from Pritika Industries and merged with Pritika Auto Industries.
Okay. How will that impact on our operations or?
It was doing machining. So value addition was getting there. Now that value addition will remain in Pritika Auto Industries, which you can see with the improved EBITDA margins.
Okay. And related to that, there were intercompany transactions of broadcasting. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were intercompany transactions for raw casting. How is the price determined now?
That's arm's length only.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harpreet Singh Nibbar, Chairman and Managing Director, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I would like to thank everyone for their participation and for their enlightening questions. And I'm very happy that people are taking interest in our company. And I assure everyone that we will be on the growth path, and we will do whatever is required to grow this company to a great level and to become one of the largest producer of machine casting in India. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Pritika Auto Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.